The American president, Barack Obama, has been compared to Hitler and Lenin by something called the Tea Party. Not quite sure what that's all about, and I'm pretty sure it's got nothing to do with psychedelic stories about rabbits and things. Is that right, Pilar? I didn't think so, no. Okay, well, apparently there's a roadside billboard. I'm looking at it right now. There's a picture of Hitler. There's a picture of Obama. And there's a picture of someone else. It's Lenin. Is that Lenin? I don't know. I thought I had long hair and those round glasses. Never mind. Okay, well, apparently, the Tea Party is some sort of little pressure group thingy which is being supported by Sarah Palin, which is quite strange. I think she's got a bit of a conflict of interest there, perhaps, but who knows? And he is being, Obama that is being compared to these other people as a sort of evil person because, and up to that point, okay, maybe you can argue, well, you voted for Obama, you wanted change, you got the same, he's following pretty much the same policies as George Bush. Not really very much is happening, which is different from what George Bush was doing. They're still in Iraq, they're still in Afghanistan. What's changed? It's no longer George Bush's war, it's Obama's. But this bit about him being evil because he supports socialism is silly. It is very, very silly. It's the North Iowa Tea Party that's been displaying the sign. Radical leaders prey on the fearful and naive, is the message. The White House apparently declined to comment. Well, anyway, I'm not really surprised about that. Your comments, we'd love to hear what they are.